Hi people, welcome back to Dr. Sam's Musings. I hope you're having an amazing week so far, and I hope that the week gets only better from here on. So just full warning, they're doing some construction work next door to my house, so if you hear some banging, please bear with me. Today I want to talk about a topic that might not be popular opinion, but something that I've come to accept as norm in my life and has really, really, really been helpful to me as I navigate life. And I started thinking about it when somebody asked me a question about trust. Somebody asked me how I was able to, you know, trust my husband again after he married another wife and whatnot, and, you know, how I deal with trust issues and things like that. And honestly, at this stage that I'm at in my life, with spiritual maturity and with all the things that I've seen and experienced in life, I honestly don't trust anyone. And I don't say that from a place of mistrusting them. It's not that I expect people not to be trustworthy. It's that I've come to realize that, you know, our definition of trust is truly, truly just placing the weight of our expectations on someone else's shoulders. When we say that we trust someone, we trust them as regards to ourselves, you know, as regards to how they will treat us or how they will react to certain things that concern us. And, you know, that's just placing, you know, the weight of our expectations on them. And I realized that, you know, sometimes it's not very fair to place that expectation on others. And I think I'm spiritually mature enough to realize that the only being that I should trust is Allah. And I don't say that to come off as some deeply spiritual person. It's because if I look at all the major trials I've had in my life, that has been one common factor, is God really letting me know that, you know, you only know people as much as He lets you know people. You only know people for now. You never know how people will react in the future. You never know what they will become in the future. They themselves don't know. So it's unfair for you to assume that they will be a certain way because that's what you expect or that's what you feel will be the best case scenario for you. So I don't trust people, not because they're not trustworthy, because I don't think that anyone should even trust themselves so much. You know, when people say, I'm this person, I'm that person, I'm always quick to remind them that that's an assumption until it's a proven fact. I'm a good person. It's easy to think you're good until you're in a situation where you can be bad and you choose to be good. I'm a kind person. You know, you assume you're a kind person until there's a situation that presents itself and you prove that you're truly a kind person. You're a God-fearing person until the situation you know, things like that. So we don't know ourselves deeply enough to be able to say, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to react. We don't know what life is going to throw our way that is going to unearth different, you know, parts of us that even we didn't know existed. So I don't think that even we as human beings, as individuals, should beat our chest and say, oh, this is who I am, or this is what I'm going to do. And that's why when people, you know, pass judgments on other people's lives, or they have very strong opinions about things that people are going through, I literally just laugh and I'm like, dude, you don't know what you would do if you were in that situation. So for me, trust is unfair in some situations. Yes, there's a basic level of trust that you have with someone, especially when you're in a relationship and it's a committed relationship. I'm not disputing that you cannot be with someone that you cannot vouch for. I get that, but I trust only the things that have come to pass. So if you ask me about my husband, I trust that he's going to be responsible as is within his capability. I trust that he's going to love me to the best of his ability. I trust that he would never deliberately hurt me. I trust that he would, you know, support my dreams, because these are things that have been proven to be true. I trust that he would always try his best as regards me and his children. I trust that he's a just and fair person. I trust that, you know, he would, no matter what comes, he would treat me with gentleness and kindness. I trust those things because he has proven them time and time again. But do I trust him for what hasn't happened? Do I trust him for what the future will bring? No. And not that I mistrust him, but I cannot trust what even he doesn't know he can do or what he cannot do. Only God knows, you know. So when I say that I don't trust any human being, it's in that, you know, train of thought. I don't put the weight of my expectations on anybody. I have, my expectations are very managed. I don't expect people to do things for me or to be there for me or to, no, I don't. I trust that Allah will be there for me 100%, and that he can use anybody in my life to manifest, you know, what it is that I need from him. But I don't go around thinking, oh, you know, I trust that this person will be there for me, so that if they don't do that, then I feel like they've sort of messed up because they didn't meet up to my standards or to my expectations. This, you know, mindset has helped me love a lot deeper, a lot freer. It has made me a lot more forgiving. It has made me lend grace to people. It has made me make a lot of excuses for people. I just stop and think, this was what I expected from this person. You know, it might not match, you know, what they're able to deliver. So I'm very quick to say, well, that was your expectation. And I'm very quick to remember that everybody is human and everybody is fallible and everybody can mess up the same way that I can mess up, the same way that I disappoint people, the same way that people might have expectations of me that I don't match up to, I don't meet up to. But it doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. It doesn't mean that, you know, it was deliberate. So I don't want anybody to trust me to the point where they feel dependent upon me. So I will never trust another human being to the point where I feel dependent upon them, because that would also, you know, take me outside the realm of trusting fully in Allah. So I trust fully in Allah that whatever it is that I need, whatever it is that is best for me, will manifest probably through one of the people that I love, or, you know, I'm in some sort of relationship with. But I don't place the weight of my expectations on people. I don't, you know, say, oh, you know, my husband can never do this, or my husband will always do this. No, only the things that have been proven to be true, like the things I've listed are things that I can say, okay, I trust that he will be this person. But even at that, people change, you know, life circumstances. I've seen it happen too many times to be continually naive about it. You see people that were good and kind and this and that, and some of them, it takes something as little as, you know, hitting a bump in the road financially, and they unearth this completely different side to themselves, and you're like, oh wow, this person is good only when times are good. I've seen people that ride with me, good and bad. I've seen people that, you know, will never support anything that you do. They're supposed to be your friends, they're supposed to be allies, but they will never support anything that you do. And I don't hold any grudges against anyone. I've had friends that have said unsavory things about me in certain situations, but I always make excuses for them and just say this is how they understood the situation at the time. So I hold no grudges. If there's anything that anybody does that bothers me and we are in a relationship that matters enough to me, I will let you know, you did this or you said this and you hurt my feelings, and I want to talk about it so that I don't hold a grudge. But if you don't matter enough to me, then I'm going to just deal with it by myself and move on. So for me, I've just learned to rid myself of that expectation, that expectation that we place on others and we label on that trust, you know. Oh, I trust my husband to, you know, be there for me. And then when he's not there for you because of some incapability that he has, maybe something is going on that you know nothing about, or just because it doesn't just occur to him, you know, you feel like, oh, you know, he's not lived up to his end of the bargain and things like that. Yeah, there's some things that are clear instances. There's some things that, you know, even as a married couple or as a friend or as a sister, you have certain expectations. And like I said, it's not that I'm saying that I don't have expectations, or I'm not saying that I don't, my saying that I don't trust is a place of mistrust. No, I'm not saying that, oh, I expect my husband to do this or I expect my husband to do that. No, it's not from a place of mistrust. It's just from a place of, I don't think that anybody is who they think they are until they've proven that they're that person. So like I listed, there are things that I trust my husband to be for now, because he has proven time and time to be that person. Loving, responsible, kind, considerate, willing to be better, you know, tender, gentle. Those things, I trust that my husband is that person. But for me to say that when we're 60, he's still going to be tender, loving, I can't trust that, because we're not yet 60. And I don't know what life circumstances are going to come out. I trust that, you know, he has a head on his shoulders, he's sensible. So when he goes out, I'm hoping that those factor in the decisions that he makes. But there's no human being on the surface of the earth that I can beat my chest and say this person cannot do this or this person can do this, because it's just an expectation from me. You know, it might not match what they want for their lives. It might not match where they are on their journey in life. So my expectation for you might be from a spiritual aspect. Like, I trust that, oh, when it's time for prayers, you're going to get up and pray. But your spiritual journey might not be, you might not be on that part of your spiritual journey where, you know, you have the immediate taqwa that once you hear the adhan for prayers, you're like, oh my God, I have to go and pray. So me trusting that you're going to get up and pray is my expectation of you. Like, oh, he's a Muslim now, he should get up and pray. But if you don't meet up to that, you might not feel disappointed in yourself, but I'm getting disappointed in you because I've placed certain expectations upon you. Do you understand? So for me, all I'm saying is, like, and I need to reiterate this over and over again, that me saying that I don't trust anybody fully is not saying that I mistrust them. It just means that my concept of trust and my understanding of trust and from life experiences and spiritual maturity is completely different. And I've learned that a lot of times that we say we trust people, we're just placing the heavy weight of our expectations on their shoulders. So I've learned to read people of that expectation to a large extent. I take things at face value. I don't think too much about the future or tomorrow. I'm honestly incapable of thinking too much about the future. So it's not something that I don't think, oh, will this person always do this? Will this person always be that person? I see things at face value. This is who you are to me now. If you're a kind person, you're a kind person. If you're a loving person, you're a loving person. That's okay for me for now. I trust that Allah will unfold things in my life in the way that is best to me. So if a person was once a good person and the person becomes unbearable and we cannot, you know, be friends anymore, we cannot have a certain relationship anymore, then I trust that Allah is probably going to remove that person from my life for reasons best known to him. So I don't, you know, have any blind trust for any human being. I don't trust that my children would always be great ambassadors of our family. You know, just, I mean, not like I expect them to be little tearaways or to mess things up. No, I'm just saying that I allow everybody the grace of mess up. I allow everybody the grace of just being human. Things will happen that will not fit our ideas or ideals of what this person should bring to the table. Things will happen that will make us disappointed, just like we will do things that will disappoint the other person. And if we expect them to extend grace to us, we should also be able to extend the same grace to them. And I think that we're able to do this when we remember, a lot of times when we remind ourselves all the time, that this person is human. I have certain expectations of them. They may not meet 100%. If they meet 80% of the expectations, if they meet 70% of the expectations, I need to be okay with that. This person is not infallible. This person is not perfect. The same way that I'm not perfect. So if you say to me, oh, Sam, I trust you to always be there for me, I'm going to tell you, please don't. Because that's placing the weight of your expectations on my shoulders. I will try my best to always be there for you. I will try my best to always be kind. I will try my best to be this person and that person. But I cannot, even as I am Sammy, I cannot guarantee that I always will be, because I don't know what's written for me in my books. I don't know what God's plans are for me. Allah might decide that, you know, for 5 years in your life, you're going to be a certain type of person. You're going to lose some friends. And you might be one of those people. I don't know what God has written. Or I might even surpass your expectations. You might think that I'll show up for you in a certain way, and I'll show up for you in a way that truly blows your mind. I don't know. So don't place that heaviness on my shoulders where I'm like, ah, this person has trusted me, I can't break that trust. No, just trust who I am today. Trust that Samia would, you know, be this person because she has proven to be this person. And then we are just as, you know, the future unfolds. So do I trust any human being who climbs sinker? No, there's absolutely no human being on the surface of the earth that I trust to the point of, no, this person can never mess up, or this person, I trust person to always be this, or this person to always be that. No, but I trust that Allah will orchestrate my life in a way that whatever I need or whatever is best for me will show up through the people that he has chosen to surround me with. So that's my little talk for this week. And, you know, honestly, the lesson in it, or the, you know, nasiha in it, is just to remind us that we need to give people grace. We need to understand that expectations and reality don't always match. We need to understand that, you know, how we see people might not be truly who they are. We need to understand that no human is fallible. And we just need to be able to recenter ourselves when people or things don't go how we expected, and be able to really, really take some, you know, heat for that and realize that it was our projection of our expectations that is disappointed. It might not be that person that is disappointing. That person might not have done anything wrong, but your expectations of them far surpass what they were able to deliver. It doesn't mean that they're a bad person. So, for example, there's certain things that I do. And, you know, I'm incredibly blessed with support. Like, I have friends and sisters and even strangers that truly, truly support the things that I do. But I cannot not say that, oh, okay, for example, yes, this is a perfect example. I just launched my app and certain people, you know, a lot of people reposted and shared. I cannot say that, oh, because one person has not reposted, one person has not signed up, that person is a bad person, because I expected that this is my person, you know. You know, they should have been one. No, that's just unfair. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know, you know, what the circumstances. You don't know whether it just hasn't crossed their mind. Whatever the reason is, understand that it's your expectation that makes you feel as if, oh, this person did not live up to what I thought them to be. If certain things happen and, you know, you feel like someone betrayed your trust or someone didn't, you know, live up to their end of the bargain, truly ask yourself, was this something that was promised me by this person? Was this something that was, that I knew was proven to be true? Or was it something that I just expected of this person? So it's just like, you know, when people make marital vows and whatnot, I promise to love you till my last day, I promise. And I'm just there like, dude, do you know what your last day is going to look like? Do you know? Yes, we can. I feel like they need to rewrite those marital vows and just say things like, I promise to the best of my ability, or as God permits, for as long as God permits, to X, Y, Z. Because we speak as if we're in control of our lives. We speak as if God has given us, like, okay, or we've seen some magic ball and we know that who we are today is who we're going to be tomorrow. Like, the decisions I make today and who I am today and who I was 10 years ago, they don't even match. Like, I'm like two completely different people. So the things that you might have expected from me 10 years ago, I might not be things I might be able to deliver on now, or might even greatly surpass what you expected from me from 10 years ago. So we're constantly evolving, people. You know, we're constantly growing. Life will happen. Circumstances will change, you know. And who we are is only who we are at any moment in time. So don't trust someone for tomorrow who they are today. Don't trust anybody for your tomorrow who they are today. Like, you trust that. I remember someone making a statement that, me, I know I'm sorted. This person will always take care of me. I'm like, you don't know what their, first of all, what their financial situation will be tomorrow. So you're placing trust in something that you have no business placing trust in. You know, so these are the things that go through my mind. I understand that people think, you know, I might think differently from most people, but this is what I mean when I say that I don't trust anyone. Like, it's not a mistrust. It's just that I feel like even you cannot trust yourself. So who am I to trust you? I can't trust myself. I don't know who I'll be tomorrow. You know, I can only pray that Allah constantly unearths, you know, an upgraded version of me, a better version of me. But I can't, I don't know who I'm going to be tomorrow. You know, even if it's just for a length of time. I know people that go through some huge trials in their life, and for a year, 2 years, they're not themselves. You know, they're angrier, they're more bitter, they're less sociable and things like that before they come back again. So someone might dip in the expectations of you and rise again. Make, you know, leave room for grace for people. Make excuses for people. Be, look at the bigger picture and stop. Let's stop making things about us. And, you know, when we learn to do this and to release people from the weight of our expectations, we're able to love a lot freer. We're able to be more forgiving. We're able to, you know, just move on when things happen. When people have that cancel culture thing, she wasn't there for me. This person did not wish me happy birthday. This person did not come for my event. This person that. I'm just like, you're being unfair. You don't know what the circumstance is. You don't know what that person is going through. You don't know what life is throwing at that person. So you're dealing with things just from your perspective. You're dealing with things just from your expectation of that person. You don't know whether that person is expecting you to give them grace. You don't know whether that person is hurt because they're thinking, she didn't even ask why I didn't show up. She's just upset. So understand that we see things from different perspectives, and life hits us in different ways. You don't know whether, you know, for example, I know when we were getting married and there were always issues around, this person did not buy my Ashoebi, that person might not buy, did not buy my Ashoebi. And I used to think, you don't know whether this person cannot even afford Ashoebi at this time, and they don't know how to say it. You know, you don't know what their financial situation is. You don't know, maybe they just don't like it. Maybe they just think that the fabric is not fine and they don't want to buy. So you can't be upset because someone chooses not to do something from their perspective. So this is where this whole thing has come from. It's not that, like, and I'm saying it over and over again, that when I say that I don't trust people, it's not that I mistrust them. It's not that I expect them to mess up. It's just a case of, I will trust what you do. I will, you know, base my judgment or whatever on what you actually know, do, not what you assume that you will do or what you say that you will do, because even you don't know what you will do, or you don't, you know, what you can do in certain situations. I hope this has made a lot of sense. I hope that you apply grace when you're dealing with the people in your life, and that you truly, truly liberate yourself from the expectations of others. I hope that you learn to place your trust upon Allah, and to know that, you know, things will unfold in your life in ways that He has decreed. So losing friends, gaining friends, people doing things, people not doing things, it's all about your life unfolding. People might disappoint you, people might hurt you, but there's always a lesson and there's always a purpose. It's all puzzle pieces coming together to build like the final picture of your life. So give people grace and always turn back to Allah and say, look, well, this is part of your plan. Let's see how it goes. Have an amazing rest of the week, guys, and I'll be back here again next week. Bye.